The Kentucky Derby race is a mile and a quarter. You think there's ever been a horse that's been crowned a champion after just a half a mile? Absolutely not. Tom Ceratori has a saying, you can't win a championship in October, but you can't lose one.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory.
Well, the Beavers certainly haven't lost one. Nearing the midway pole of this race, Bemidji State currently in first place. Beavers in first place, but leading by just a half a length. Anything can happen by turn three, or certainly after turn four of this race. How did the Beavers get here? Slow and steady progress. There's no question the Beavers are a better team on December 31st than they were back when the season started October 7th against Arizona State. The Beavers' Elias Rosen.
Yeah, I felt like we put ourselves in a really great spot. We're first in division right now, and we can only go off from here. We've had a couple games we should have won, and we just need to fix those little mistakes we have done, and especially in the third periods. So we just need to be more safer and learn how to play with the lead. I feel like that's been the biggest part, and we're going to work on that.
The Beavers at the first turn this season were in striking distance. By the second turn, a strong weekend at Minnesota State Mankato gave them the lead they have right now.
Down bottom of the left circle for Eric Martin. He'll circle back up, feeds it now for Loaf. Shoots and scores! Loft with the shot. Leighton Rowe may have gotten a piece of it, and the Beavers win it in the 3-on-3. Beavers keep the puck alive. Back into the left side circle. A shot and a goal. Yuri Vaisanen just sitting in the left circle. Flips it past Tracy, and the Beavers go up 2-1. In the offensive zone, picked up by the Beavers. Elias Rosen spins it around out to center. Kicked ahead. Here comes Flamang. Flamang puts it into the empty net for the Beavers. Three Mavericks coming back. Flamang won the foot race. 4-1 Bemidji State.
Today's game against the Gophers means absolutely nothing in determining how this race ends. It's only an exhibition game, a glorified practice. But that doesn't mean that it's not a pretty good measuring stick for the Beavers down the stretch.
I know, of course, it's a good test just to see where we're at and see how we can develop as a team. And we know that the big teams are going to be even better than some of we've played. And Minnesota is a really good team with a lot of skill. So if we can play our game and see what we can do against those kind of teams, more of the skilled teams, and see if we can beat them in their game.
How many practices sell out the Sanford Center? None. This one has. Means something to you, it means something to the Beavers. Heck, it means something to the Gophers. Anytime you step on the ice, you want to win the game, even if it is a glorified practice. Where will the Beavers be come the third turn or the fourth turn of this race? Hopefully right where they are right now, in first place. But first place on December 31st means nothing to March 3rd when the CCHA playoffs start. Beavers, Gophers. An exhibition game that means next to nothing with a sold-out crowd in the Sanford Center stands. Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.